Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Zayin in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It's the 670th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue the Agadita of the significance of Yom HaKippurim and the process of Din of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. As well as on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara will discuss the power of the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael during the Yomim Noraim. The Gemara then will segue into appropriate leadership about a person being able to be mochel others, being maver al midosav like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as well as the responsibility for a leader not to be too intimidating to his talmidim and population. We'll have the important Agadat on Yud Zayin Amabez that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself, his back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the famous expression of Hisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Vehera LaMoshe Seder Tfila, that he showed Moshe Rabbeinu his tefillin, that appears on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And ultimately, at the end of the daf, the Gemara will differentiate between the process of the Yom Noraim from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, from Tzadikim Gemurim to Tzadikim Sheinim Gemurim, even as well down to Rishonim. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Six lines from the bottom on Tezayin Amud Beis. Tanya, Beishame Yom Gimel Kito Sein Liyom Adin. There are three groups of people for the Yom Adin. Interestingly, Rashi learns over here, this Yom Adin is referring to the time of Tchias HaMesim. Tosis explains why Rashi learns that way, because the Pasuk that we're going to use from Daniel is clearly talking about Tchias HaMesim, and Tosis points out that even though people are already judged after their death, when they reach Gan Eden or Gehenim, and that is what Tosis refers to as Chaya Olam Haba, and that is a step that's past Gan Eden and Gehenim. And there are some, concludes Tosis, who have to go to Gehenim, but ultimately in the second judgment, they may be ra'ui for Chaya Olam Haba. Obviously, these concepts of the two stages of Gehenim Gan Eden and then Tchias HaMesim Chaya Olam Haba are a little bit beyond us. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Beisham Yom Gimel Kites Hein Liyom Adin, Achas Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, one of full Tzadikim, Achas Shel Rishonim Gemurim, V'Achas Shel Beinonim. And the third category is of average people. Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtav Nichtam La'alto Chai Olam. Tzadikim Gemurim, immediately they get the psak to go to Chai Olam Abba, into Gan Eden, and then into Chai Olam Abba of Tchias HaMesim. Rishonim Gemurim Nichtav Nichtam La'alto Gehenim. Rishonim immediately, both Gehenim. And there is no Chai Olam Abba, as the Pasuk in Daniel says, Shenemar, V'rabi Miyisheni Ad Masofa Yekitsu Eilu Chai Olam Ve'elu L'charafos L'diron Olam. They'll go, there are those who are stuck for eternity, and those are the Rishonim Gemurim, Beinonim Yardin L'Gehenim. The ones who are in between need to go to Gehenim. U'mitzafzefim V'olim. But they cry out that they want to come out. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'vesi es ha'shlishis pe'esh, v'tzaraftem kitzaruf es ha'kesef, u'bachantem kibachun es ha'zav, hu yikra v'shmi v'ani ene oso. The third category is described to as Daniel, as those who are going to call from the depths of the fire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to them, respond to them in a positive way. V'aleim amar chama, and in regards to these people, Chana said in her Shira, in the beginning of Shmuel, Hashem Memis Umechayim Merit Sha'ol V'yah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is in charge of death and life. He lowers people down and he raises them up. In other words, the Beinonim, who had to do Gehenim, can be raised up. The Gemara continues, 5 lines to the top, Yizayinim and Alphabes, Hilal Oimrim, Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Rav Chesed. What does that mean? Mate Klape Chesed. He leans towards Chesed. What does that mean? We will see in the following Gemara. Valeim Amar David. And on these people, the Beinonim, David said, Ahavti Kishma Hashem Eskoili. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears my voice. In other words, that I was in the depths and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard my voice. Valeim Amar David, Kol HaParsha Kula. And that's what the whole Parsha of Ahavti Kishma Hashem is all about. That Loisi, I was poor, Vali Yoshia. Now the Gemara continues with a new idea, Poishe Yisrael Begufan, those who are intentionally Balei Avera of Klal Yisrael with their bodies. Uposhei Umos Olam. Begufan Yardin L'Gehenem. They go to Gehenem V'Nidodim Ba Yud Beis Chodesh. And they have to be there for 12 months. Achar Yud Beis Chodesh Gufan Kala. Their bodies are destroyed. V'Nishmasan Nisrefes. And their neshamas are burnt. V'Ruach Mifaz Rasan. And their spirit is spread out. Tachas Kapos Ragli Tzadikim. Under the legs of Tzadikim. Shneemar, as the Pasuk in Malachi says, Vasoisam. Vasoisam is beloshon to smash. Rishayim ki yu efer tachas kafes ragleichem. They'll be under the feet of tzaddikim. Aval aminin. But those who are rejectors of the philosophy of Torah, vamosros, and those who give over people to the enemies of Klal Yisrael, vapikorsim, and those who deny the ikrei emuna, shekafru betorah v'shekafru betchias hameisim, that they deny Torah and tchias hameisim, v'shepirshu midarkei tzibur, and they deviated from the ways of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, v'shenasnu chitisem be'eretz chayim, and they placed their fear on those in who were alive, v'shachtu v'ichtiu es harabim, and they slaughtered and caused people to sin, kegon ben Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat was one of the worst kings in the history of Klal Yisrael. V'chaverov, he was an awful murderer and also a big Baal Avodah Zarah who was machti others to sin Avodah Zarah. Yardin l'Gehenim, they're going to go to Gehenim and Nidodim bo l'dorei doros. And unlike the other Rishon that we mentioned above, that they're in Gehenim only for 12 months, they will be there for eternity. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yeshayahu says, V'yetzu varo b'pigrei anoshim ha'poishim. B. To the point that the Gemara says, Gehenim kala, that even when Gehenim will disappear, Vehein einon kalim, and they will not be destroyed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'tzuram l'chalois sha'ol. This Pasuk is in Tehillim, and that is that their tzura, their neshama, will remain destroyed. V'kol kach lama, and why do they get such an awful punishment? V'pnei she'poshtu yideim bizvul. Because they extended their hand into the Beis Hamikdash, which is referred to as the Zvul. In other words, they brought Avodah Zarah into the Beis Hamikdash. Bein Zvul al Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar bona banisi Beis Zvul. The Pasuk in Malachi refers to the Beis Hamikdash as the Beis Zvul. Beis Zvul lach. Valeim amra Chana. And on these minim, Chana exclaimed, Hashem yachatu mirivav. Hashem will break them due to their war on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Yitzchak Barabim, Yitzchak Barabim dramatized even more. Upnei'en, and their faces will become dom l'shulei hakdera, like the walls of a pot. In other words, that their faces will be darkened like the bottom of a pot. V'amar Rava, v'inu, and these Rishon, mashpiri shapiri b'nei mechuza. They are the ones who enjoy the fat of mechuza. Umekaryan b'nei Gehenim. And afterwards, they were referred to as the kids of Gehenim. Omar Mar. Now the Gemara goes back. Mar says, let's go back. Beis Haloimrim. V'rav Chesed. Mata klape Chesed. The Pasuk says, Rav Chesed means HaKadosh Baruch Hu leans and bends towards Chesed. What does that mean? And the Gemara now asks the Kadar Akasha. V'aksiv. But didn't we learn? Ve'vesi es ha'shlishis ba'esh. That we quoted on the top of the Amud that says that the Beinonim are going to go into Gehenim, but are going to have the opportunity to pull themselves out, according to Beis Shammai. So how could Beis Hillel say Rav Chesed and seem to indicate that the Beinonim are not going to go to Gehenim? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, over there, B'poshe Yisrael, B'gufan. That if their extreme Poshe Yisrael, which we're going to explain in a moment, with their bodies, so then in such a case, that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Asks the Gemara, Poshe Yisrael begufan va'amrit leslu takana. You said that those people don't have any takanta, that they don't have any ability to pull themselves out. Not only do they get Gehenim, but they can't pull themselves out either. Says Gemara, ki leslu takana berov avonos. When are those people who are called Poshe Yisrael begufan, that they don't have any takana? That's if they have a majority of sins. Hacha, but over here, mechza avonos and mechza zechuyos. They have a half, 50% of eros and 50% of mitzvos. Yet amongst those averos, those mechza avonos, there is the avon of the pishe Yisrael begufan, the lo sagile, the lave vesias hashlishis ba'esh. That it's not enough. In other words, kapara is not enough without them going into the fire. Vim lav, but if they wouldn't be poshe Yisrael begufan, v'rav chesed mate klape chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would absolve them even from Gehenna Valei, and on this we said above, Amar David, I have to kishma Hashem. So that's the answer. If we're talking about Poshe Yisrael Begufan, which we never entirely defined what that means, so then in such a case, they would fall into this middle category. And they would have to go to Gehenna, and Mato Klape Chesed does not apply to them, in contrast to someone who doesn't fall into the category, even if they're Mechza Avonos and Mechza Mitzos, then they could still have klape chesed that they could be absolved from Gehenna. Darish Rav on the first wide line, Yizayinim and Alf, Magnus Levav to Kishma Hashem. What is the pasuk in Tilamin? I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he listened to you. Amar Knesset Olfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nishlam. Ema say Aniyahu v'lefanecha, when am I beloved to you? Bizman sh'ato shamea kol tachnunay. Daloisi v'li yoshia. That when you hear my voice, even if I'm poor, you save me. Afal pi shadol ani min ha-mitzvahs. Even though I'm sometimes lacking in mitzvahs, li no lohi shia, you still want to save me. Period. Poshe Yisrael begufan maimi. We finally define what are Poshe Yisrael begufan. Amarav karkafta de lo manach tefillin. We're talking about a head that never put on tefillin. Poshe umos ulam begufan. We contrasted that to those of the Gentile world who violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their bodies. Amarav baveira. Here, Avera means Gilui Arayos, adultery. V'shenotnu chitisam be'eretz chayim. We spoke about people who are those that go to Gehenna la'olam vaed. Who is that? Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Ze parnes, it is a leader. Hamatil eme yiseira latzibur shalei l'shem shamayim. That put extra fear, not for reasons of heaven, on the community, but for non-spiritual reasons. Amr of Yudam Rav, call a parents Hamatalim Yisirah Latzi, Bushalot Shem Shemaim, Eina Roa Ben Talmud Chacham. Interesting punishment. He will not have a son who is a Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lochain Yirua Anashim, Lo Yira Kol Chachmele. Since people are afraid of him, so then he will not have children who are Chachmele, based on the Pasuk in Eov. Maybe we could explain also that a person who constantly demands fear, that does not create an environment, a healthy environment to raise children. And therefore, his children will not be Talmidei Chacham. Exactly how does this work that Hillel described? Rabbi Lazar says that he pushes down the scales. The scales are even, as we described before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes them down out of Chesed. Shenemar, Yoshev Yirachamenu Yichbosh Avonoseinu. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar, no say, he picks up the Averos, he picks the Averos off of the scale. Shenemar, no say, Avoid V'over Al Pesha. And who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bear the iniquities of Klal Yisrael, Misha Atzmo Kishirayim? For those people who don't make themselves too chashuv. If you don't make yourself too chashuv, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be more tolerant of you. Period. The Gemara continues, Zayinim, a base top line, Rav Huna, Rami, Ksiv Tzadik, Hashem, L'chol D'rachav. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just in all his ways. Uksiv Chassid, B'chol Masav, and he's also a Chassid. B'tchilat Tzadik, B'sav Chassid. He starts out, says Rashi on the top line, with Mishpat Emes, and then he does Chesed. Rabbi Lazar Rami, Rabbi Lazar brought this point out by quoting another pasuk. Ksiv, the pasuk says, L'chol Hashem, HaChesed, and with you God is giving of chesed, uksiv kiato tishalim lishkim aseu betchila, kiato tishalim lishkim aseu, kama, that you pay people back based on their actions. So what's the resolution? Is it chesed or is it kimaseu? Betchila, kiato tishalim kimaseu. Starts out with paying each person back as they deserve. Uvsof l'cha Hashem ha-chesed. And in the end, it concludes l'cha Hashem ha-chesed. Ilfi. There was a Tana by the name of Ilfi V'Amrila Ilfa, and some say his name was Ilfa. Rami, he asks, Sivit says in the Pasuk, Rav Ches said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Ches Uksiv Ve'emes, and also says he's truthful. How do we reconcile the two? B'tchila Ve'emes Ulbesof Rav Ches said it starts out Ve'emes, but then, and he, in other words, he begins judgment Ve'emes, and then he concludes with Chesed, with giving, with mercy. We learn, period. Vayavar Hashem Aponav Yikra Kadosh Baruch Hu passed by Moshe's face. This is the famous moment of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu begs to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, and we say this in Tachnun, Vayavar al Shama upon Vayikra. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mali Mikra Kosov, Iyav Shil Amra. If the Pasuk had not said it, we would not be able to say it, presumably because it's anthropomorphic, what we're about to see. Milamed, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Shinis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis kavi yochol. The Rambam spells out that all of these things are presumably metaphorical, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself, a part of the Shechina, as a Shliach Tzibu wrapped in a talis. V'hera lo l'moshe seder tefila. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the order of the 13 midos. In other words, he taught him the seder hatfila of the 13 midos. Amar lo, he also told him, "Calls Mach Yisrael Chaykin, Yasu lefanai kiseder azev ani moichel lohem." If they say to me these 13 midos, I'll forgive them. Hashem, Hashem, what are these 13 midos? Hashem, Hashem, ani hu kodem sheyachte adam, v'ani hu l'achar. I'm the same Hashem that was there before man sinned, and I'm the same Hashem that's there after man sinned. He's a God that is full of rachum, mercy, and chanun, graciousness. What do those words really mean? What's behind all of these words is a krisas bris. In other words, the Gemara is asking what's behind the significance of kel rachum v'chanun. That there is a covenant that is being made, that the prayers will not be returned empty-handed. Shenemar, because that's exactly what the pasuk says, hine anoichi karis bris. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan g'doy lo tshuva shemekaras gzardino yishal adam, tshuva so great that it could rip apart a negative decree, Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yeshayo says, Hashmein Lev Omazev Vaznov Hachbeid Veinov Hosha Pen Yira Veinov Vaznov Yishma Ulevava Yavim Vishavirafa Loi. The heart of these people have become very haughty, and they don't listen to the voice of the Navi. However, Yeshayo concludes there's an opportunity, Vishavirape Loi, that they could return and be healed. Says Abaye, but maybe this pasuk is saying that you could only return and be healed after they've sinned, but before there was a decree. But once that there's a decree, how do we know Rabbi Yochanan's point that tshuva could actually make karas gzardino shel adam? Amar le, he responded, the pasuk says v'rafa loksiv ve'ezeh davar shetzarech refua. What is the thing that needs refuah? That is a gzardin. Meisive the Gemara says, I'll ask you a strong question. Is it possible that you could do tshuva to reverse a gzardin? Hashav beinatayim, someone who does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, moichlin loy, then in such a case they could attain atonement for Yom Kippurim. Lo shav beinatayim, but if they don't do tshuva filu, hevi kol ayolei nevados sheba olam, even if they bring all the fancy karbonos in the world, it's not going to work. A mochelin lo question mark. So how could we possibly say that you could tear up a gzar din? Then even after Yom HaKippur, you should be able to do tshuva. Like Kasha says, Gmar ha biyachid ha betzibur. Depends on what we're talking about, an individual, or we're talking about the entire populace of Klal Yisrael. If we're talking about an individual, he could only do tshuva before the gzar din. But the tzibur, they could do tshuva even after the gzar din. May see that the Gemara asks another question on Rabbi Yochanan, who said, "Gedoy l'tshuva shemekaras gzardinoi shel adam." Hinei Hashem leikech haba. We say that the eyes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu are on us here in Arzenu Hakdoisha. Hinei Hashem leikech haba. The pasuk continues, "May reishis hashana ad achris shana itim l'toyva itim l'ra." There are times that Hakadosh Baruch Hu's looking at the year, whether for good or for bad, and he's looking at the end of the year. Mereishis hashana ad achris shana. So there are times that it is good, and that there are times it is bad. Itin l'toiva keitzad. Hareisha Yisrael Rishayim Gimurim Roshan of Klal Yisrael were full Rishayim when it came to Rosh Hashanah. Upaskalem Gisham. And for that reason, the rain was stopped. Upaskalem Gisham Mu'atim. There will only be small amount of rain. Usof Chazurban. And then they did Tshuva. Lahosif Alehin. Yefshar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't add more rain. Shekvar Nigzera Gzera. Because there already was a Gzera that there was going to be less rain. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu moridim bizmanon al ha'aretz. Specifically, those fields that needed the most water, those are the ones that are rained on. Hakol fi aretz. Sometimes the water comes down in particular places here in Eretz Yisrael, and it doesn't reach the farms that actually need it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the way he, on the one hand, stays with the gzera, on the other hand, gives us all that we need. Itim l'ra, there are times it's bad. Ketzah ha'resha Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. If we were full tzadikim by Rosh Hashanah, look what could happen. Even if we're tzadikim by Rosh Hashanah, we could change. Chasu chalila for the bad. Paskal den gesham merubim. Sof chasu behen. In the end, we became Rishon. Sof chas mehen yef. Shekosh Baruch Hu can't make less rain. Shekfar nigzer gzera. Ela kosh Baruch Hu merid and shlo b'zman al arashen et zvichelen. But a lot of water comes down in areas that don't need it. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, Latova, if it's for good, Mia, why do we need to have that process of it raining in that particular place? Mia, likarye l'gzardineu, philosophlu, let him just rip up the gzardin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, gedolot tshuva, shemikras gzardina. So we start off as Rishon, we did tshuva. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, no. Over there it's different to Efshar Bahachi. If it's possible to do it in a way where the good people will get rewarded appropriately, and you don't have to change the Gzar Din, that is what's preferably done. Where it continues by quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, Toshma, Yorde Ayom, Vanoyos, Oise Melocha, Bimayim Rabi, Mehima Ro, Maase Hashem, V'nifla Oisov, Bimitzula. So those who go into the seas are supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayoyme, the Pasuk continues, Vayame Ruach Sa'ara, Vatiroimeim Galov, Yechoygu, Vayanu Kashikar. Pasuk also continues, Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lehem. It also says, Yoydu l'Hashem chas doiv l'inflois l'vun e'odam. Also in Simonios, the Pasuk concludes, and it says that David made Simonios for these psukim. In other words, there were upside down nuns to divide between these psukim. Ka'achin v'rakin shebetorah. Just like the word ach and rak in the Torah, that comes to be memayit. It comes to exclude something. It's coming to tell you. Tzaku koydim gzardin. If they called out before the gzardin, then they will be answered as the pasuk says. However, la'achar gzardin, after gzardin, einanin, they wouldn't be answered. So what do we see? We see you can't tear the gzardin. Haninami answers the gemara ki yechidin damu. It must be that they're considered like yechidin. In other words, we had learned before that only the tzibur can change it. So too over here, these people are Yordei Hayam, are not considered a tzibur, because in general there aren't 10 people that come together in a ship. That's how some mepharshim point out. Now, either way, whether it's 10 people or not, at the end of the day, normally it's not a tzibur, and therefore the schus tzibur to change a gzar din does not apply to these Yordei Hayam. We're going to stop today's daf over here. This concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.